Hey Meredith, so I would love to learn some more about business succession planning.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. I'm Meredith Bott. Thanks for watching our blog or listening to our blog. Today's topic is business succession planning. This is quite important for many, many business owners. Often you start a business with such a great enthusiasm and wanting to have it grow and, certainly impact people's lives, whatever you're producing as a product or providing as a service. But oftentimes, business owners, because I know I am one of them, just get wrapped up in the business. We get so busy, 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 and trying to make it grow, trying to, just throw make sure all the fires are out because there's so many emergencies, whatever it might be. So I can totally understand how busy a business owner can be where they don't think about, oh my gosh, what would happen if I died? And now what happens to the business? Especially if you're a single person business owner, or if you have multiple business owners, maybe you have partners, three and four people, and what will happen when one of them dies? What happens if one of them gets disabled, has a stroke, and they're unable to make decisions anymore? So what is the way to protect for those triggering events or unforeseeable situations, right? I always say the sooner the better, the sooner the better to plan for these scenarios. Again, the value of your business, most people don't necessarily get valuations for their businesses. So they don't know the value of the business, but it could be quite significant. You just never know. And so what do we do next for business succession planning? A lot of times too, family businesses is another layer of complexity. So maybe the mom and dad own the business. Now they're bringing in the kids to be owners. How does that affect the dynamics and who's going to be in charge? Those are really important things to, of course, handle and deal with. So the more you can plan ahead is better. Okay. So I'm going to give you four steps in dealing with your succession planner, actually just taking some steps into the planning process. Okay. Step one is with a family business. Or non-family business, but either way, I encourage you to have meetings about this topic. Okay. You need to have open and honest communication. You need to have clear communications of what the expectations will be of who's going to be stepping up to that plate if in case something happens to the person in charge or the person, the key man person or the key woman person who's going to kind of manage it. This will help us reduce discord, reduce lawsuits in the event of somebody passing, and now people are just fighting over things. So ideally, they should have some goals as to how this plan is going to be laid out. So maybe some of them are short-term goals, some of them are long-term goals, but having these family meetings, having these meetings in general with open communication is really important. So you might take a couple years before that, before you really nail down what you want to do, but at least you have those, certain, conversations. Sometimes these conversations can be challenging because of the fact that you're all relatives, and now it's uncomfortable to talk about this topic because you don't want to make mom mad or dad mad or cousin mad or whatever. That's where a lawyer or an advisor, somebody can help. Having these meetings in a third-party office is really helpful in a conference room, and you can air it out with somebody kind of being the mediator, the person that's just going to help keep these communications open and honest without making it as much as possible personal. Okay, so that's step one: family meetings or meetings in general. Step two, when you're talking about this, it's really important to have all the players and key relationships in place. So what does that mean? So you have a thought in mind of what this succession will look like if it were to happen suddenly, someone dies, or it were to happen where you're actually selling the business and it's something you had planned on. So the key relationships are certainly lawyers, like I said, certainly financial advisors, your CPA is a key person. And then really even maybe a business advisor, business coach that will help you navigate this plan that you have in place And then if something were to happen to you as the business owner, your family, your key personnel have people to go to immediately. What do we do next? And that's usually the case where it's overwhelming because you certainly had a big loss in the family and you want to grieve, but then also keep the business going. So definitely get, number two is get your key relationships in place. Okay. Step three now is to actually create the plan. I mean, the plan is a big deal. Could be something called a buy-sell agreement, shareholder agreement, operating agreement. So those are the different types of agreement when you have multiple people owning a business, especially if it's not just familial relationships, it's third parties. And having that plan is really important because now we know what will happen if someone gets divorced, what will happen if someone gets disabled, what happens if someone wants to buy out, they're retiring, what do I do next? And then, of course, the last is if someone dies, okay? So this plan is integral, super integral. It'll help to avoid rifts and disagreements that may turn into litigation. And litigation is so expensive, so you don't want that to happen. And the family should be able to look at this plan and really kind of move forward together and keep that business growing as much as possible without having too much discord. I think there's always going to be some situations that are hard to avoid, but as long as the plan is in place and everybody was on board with the plan, then hopefully when the events happen, then you already know what to do and you have a footprint or a roadmap to be able to do what you need to get done to continue that business. Okay. And then step four. Step four is important too. It's just to be reminded. This is all of these steps lead to the end goal of leaving a legacy. Okay. I think a lot about I read the book about his life, Steve Jobs and Apple. I love the book because it really is fascinating for me to see such a passionate person live, see his dream come true and what it's done for society in general. If there's a person that has made, and I know he had a team behind him, it's not just him, Steve Jobs did not do it alone, but he built a legacy that is lasting for a very long time and probably will last for a long time. You can't go anywhere without your iPhone and your iPad and your Mac computers. So he visualized this cause, this purpose of having beautiful and well-created technology that will help enhance our lives. And so that's the legacy that he built that he wanted to see through. Sadly, he passed of cancer, something we can't control, but his legacy has lived on. So I want to remind all business owners that your legacy is important, right? So as we go through those family meetings, as we go through identifying relationships, and as we go through creating that plan, let's think of it as the umbrella objective is to take that hard work, the sacrifice, the work that everybody has contributed to make this company do the things that they're able to do, right? Either, again, produce a product, provide a service, whatever it's doing for people, helping people, let's keep it going way past your own life. Because at the end of the day, right, we don't have the crystal ball, but we also know that someday we all will have that time limit. So the better prepared the next generation, the next group of people that's going to take over the business, the more successful this transition will be and the bigger your legacy will be. Okay. We all start with this idea that we want to start a business that will make people's lives better. But once that idea takes this massive kind of life, let's make sure we protect that big idea and the business and get it to the next group of people. So that's what all succession planning is all about. I'm talking about in a very short period of time in a nutshell. It involves so many topics. It involves estate planning law. It involves taxation. It involves just general family dynamic. So it could involve psychology in all sorts of ways. So I call it, there's soft issues and then there's hard issues. Soft issues are the relationships and how do we keep the family together, or how do we keep the people who are running the business together? And then the hard issues are taxes and hiring and firing and how the system or the business runs on a daily basis. So very important to undertake both topics, but kind of do it, marrying them together so that we have a cohesive plan. So again, my name is Meritas Bott. I work with a lot of clients who want to talk about this business succession topic and really draw that out, and I'll help you kind of find those key relationships that'll help you think through it so that you have the right plan. So again, feel free to call us, check out our website, and then schedule an appointment so we can make sure we have the right plan for you and your family and your business, and most importantly, your legacy. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You have a great day.